It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin.
Yes.
We've been talking about Cavaliers, and here's how hot the start has been, Andy, okay?
Okay.
If they just play 500 ball the rest of the way, they win 47 games this year.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, so that 50-win mark that you and Desmond were talking about earlier makes sense.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is very good, yeah.
Just 500 ball, you win 47 games. Play a little over 500, you get 50. Play decent ball, you could be talking about a 60-win season here. It's been off to that good of a start. And Sam's a little surprised by it. I am as well. So far, everybody else in the Eastern Conference, except the Celtics, struggling a little bit. I think that's interesting because I didn't expect that. I think this, and it still might be, I think this is the year that somebody else or a couple of somebody else's in the Eastern Conference end up being pretty decent. And Cavs, I think, just buying themselves a great opportunity by winning 12 straight.
In comparison to the West, Orlando through Detroit, that would be the, as of today, like, not that it matters, but Orlando would be the 4 seed and the Pistons would be the 10th seed. They're all under 500.
Look at the teams 3 through whatever. You know, everybody else in the East is right around 500 or worse.
Yeah, and then out West, if you're not, and Dallas is 500 and they're not in the playoffs.
Interesting.
So you have to be over 500 in the West to get in, and you basically have to have a heartbeat to get in the East.
Curtis has been very patient. Curtis, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good.
Man, I'm glad you had Sam Amico on there because the other caller that called before him talking about Trey Garland, I think he didn't close out the games for him in the way he's playing without a broken face this year. Had my blood boiling, but Amico put that on point. Let me tell you something. The Celtics last year in the playoffs got very lucky. Every team that they played was hurt. They're missing one or two stars, like the Cavs missing Mitchell and the Jared Allen. Don't think the Celtics are better than the Cavs. That's fool's gold. The Cavs will help you. They'll sweep that team.
Okay.
There's a deep
Curtis
team
predicts.
They are a deep team in Cleveland. And there's no team is going to beat them in a series if they're healthy.
Okay. Not sure that I agree with that, Curtis, but it's an interesting thought.
November.
What I do know is this. A roster that didn't look very deep last year, and at the end of the year, you know, for good reason, there were some beat-up guys on this team last year. You know, Ty Jerome has been terrific coming off the bench for this team. And when Ty is on the floor, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, shows what a real point guard can do when you've got a real point guard out there. And that's no disrespect to Darius, but Ty's out there to facilitate. You know, he does other things as well, but he's a facilitator. He does a really nice job. And Dean Wade wasn't in there last year at the end of the year. So you had two guys who were playing now and getting nice contributions who weren't part of this thing last year. So that puts you at 10, could put you at 11. You know, Max Strus isn't here right now. And the fact that you got your first-round draft choice who's barely played, I think that's really cool. Let them develop and see what you get.
Can we go back to that Giannis trade? I like the thought of that.
From Desmond?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Go ahead, lay it out.
Well, no, what do you say? Giannis for who? Darius and who was the other player he said? Is that what he said?
Jared Allen.
Oh, Jared Allen. Okay. I couldn't remember who the second player was. Would you do it? Wow, deep hesitation from Jeff Phelps.
Yes, I would.
It took him a while. He lined it up, and yes, oh,
I would.
He,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know contractually where things are, but that's as, you know, that's as hypothetical as you get. There has been some talk of, you know, Giannis maybe being moved. That's the rumbling coming out of Milwaukee, is that they might go complete rebuild. I think that would be silly myself, and Doc Rivers would think, "What am I doing here?"
Probably.
Could somebody please write me a big check, and I'll go back to ABC.
Do you think you could go run over to Berea and just go ask Jimmy Haslam real quick?
I would think you probably could.
He could probably let you know.
Would you do that trade?
Yes. I would. Yeah, I would do it.
Hard to get a guy like Giannis.
Yeah.
So.
Would Dan Gilbert?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yep. Yeah, that's a kind of, I mean, there are very few guys in the league that you would bust up something like this for, and Giannis would be one of them. Hmm. But that's, we'll have hypothetical for 300, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And he's had some issues. He's been playing, I think he's missed one game this year, but he's been listed as questionable every game this year with a knee issue. So, oddly enough, take a look at his age and his experience, Andy. He's about, 28 years old and has about 10 years in the league already, which is something you still think of Giannis as being one of the really young up-and-coming stars in the NBA. But he's been around about 10 years now. It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
You okay with the roster?
I am. I'm actually okay with it. Like that's just, I don't know. I just think that might be just a little bit of fun fodder, right? That's all that is. If you want to talk about Giannis, I'm happy with this roster. I don't know if you guys think it's not a playoff team or not, but I think it is. It's not that it's not
a playoff team
that can win in the playoffs. I guess that's.
I don't think there's any question now. I kind of thought they would be somewhere around 3 to 5 playoff seating. I'd be surprised. The way this is going, we'd all be surprised if they're not at least the second seed in the East. I mean, not just because they have a 12-game jump on everybody by winning 12 games, but they're not playing like a team that's going to come back to the pack. And I think that's one of the vital things here. They're playing really good. They're wildly entertaining. Great offensive style of basketball. I love the number of guys that he's playing and getting contributions from those guys. And I love the fact that he's doing things that everybody said last year you couldn't do. So Kenny Atkinson and the guys on the team, well done, without question.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.